So tell me the first question again.
You were on many different retreats. And
what's special about this one?
Yeah.
Just tell me when you registered. Is it going now?
Yeah, it just...
Okay. So, each retreat is affected in different ways. One by whatever the speakers are talking about, another by the devotees who are there, and the third by the place where it's at. And I've been on retreats with Maharaj in Israel, in Jagannath Puri, in Maglanovka, and also in Govardhan. And this place is special because it has a kind of intimate atmosphere that even Govardhan and Jagannath Puri didn't have, because although it's the Dham and there's another kind of flavor for the particular place, it's also rather hectic and crowded and noisy and things going on, whereas this has a more peaceful atmosphere, which is more conducive for reflection and thinking and for intimate groups. I also like this retreat a lot because Maharaj is especially speaking this time for his disciples. I could see that. And although unfortunately I didn't get the chance to go to much of Anandavardhana Maharaj's classes, but he was trying to enhance what Maharaj was speaking, what Bhakti Vigyan Maharaj was speaking. And from my side, I felt very happy because we were focused on the topic of the test of the Guru, and I felt we had a rather intimate Sangha with the devotees, relishing that topic and thinking about that. So I found that these would be special qualities here in this place. What's your next question?
Next question is, Srila Bhaktivedanta Goswami Maharaj names this Magdalinovka, Madhava Lilovka. It's a place where Lord Madhava appears there pastimes. What can you suggest to devotees how they can see appearance of these pastimes?
Well, just as we were discussing today at the Vyas Puja program, there's two things, Drashta the seer and Drashta the seen. And our position, as Maharaj was speaking a few days ago, is not to be the seer. And so if someone says something like that, if you ask me a question like that, I become confused and I look around and I don't see Maharaj, I don't see any gopis, it doesn't look like anything here to me like that. This looks like a common kind of place by the river. There's some grass, they mowed the lawn, there's some tents and nice houses. That's all that I see.
Yeah.
So as we were mentioning, there's three types of vision, Drishyaman, Shabda, and...
transcendental vision.
Yeah, and actual transcendental vision where you see the thing and manifest. So we don't see Radha and Krishna here. We don't want to have the Drishyaman darshan where we just see trees and plants mm-hmm. and things like that. So we should see through our ears. Shutek Shikchapata. The third canto of the Bhagavatam says we should see through our ears by hearing. And that's one of the main purposes of this place. It was one of the main purposes Srila Bhakti Vigyan Maharaj has used for it, is that he wanted this to be a place for Krishna Katha and devotees to get absorbed in that. And in that absorption, we actually might see that there's been pastimes like that where actually Radha and Krishna appear before the devotees and they come there. That may not be so likely for us, but in any case, we'll come closer to it. The Dham will manifest when we hear, when we become absorbed in Krishna Katha. In the Skanda Purana, it said that Srimad Bhagavatam Shastram Yatya Bhagavatara Yada Kittite Shriyate Chapi Shri Krishna's Tattva Nishchitam. That wherever the devotees come together, whenever they come together, and they hear and speak about Srimad Bhagavatam and the pastimes of Krishna, then Shri Krishna's Tattva Nishchitam, you should know for certain Krishna's present there. And then how does he appear? The next verse says, Srimad Bhagavatam Yatra Shlokam. How many verses of the Bhagavatam do you need? Shlokam, one verse. Shlokard, and even half a verse that Krishna will appear. If you just recite even half a verse of Srimad Bhagavatam, and he doesn't come alone. Tachapi Bhagavan Krishna Bhavavi Bir Virajate. He comes along with the gopis. And so I that's my humble understanding what Maharaj meant by this place being the pastime place of Radha Madhav, that this is a pet place of Krishna Katha. Mm-hmm. And it's a perfectly natural thing. It's not a speculative, sentimental kind of thing, but it's actual real. It appears when we have nice Krishna Katha.
Mm-hmm. You mentioned this verse that if we will hear even half a verse from Srimad Bhagavatam, we will able to see, but it means we should hear it in some really special way.
We should hear with sincerity. In the same book, the pastime of Gopakumara, of Gokarna is there. And Gokarna, his brother, Dundubi, was a boat badmash, a big rascal. And he was attached to all kinds of sinful activities. That's a long story. But he became a ghost. And so he came to his brother Gokarna, who was very saintly, and said, please save me, save me, save me. So Gokarna decided to recite Srimad Bhagavatam. And the whole village, everyone came. And his brother Dundubi was, he's a ghost. He doesn't have a physical body. So he entered into a tree, in a branch of a tree. And Gokarna spoke the Srimad Bhagavatam, I think, for 7 days. And then at the end of 7 days, all of a sudden that branch broke. The branch of the tree broke. And Dundubi went back to Godhead. There was a Vaikuntha airplane with some Vishnu Dutas came, and they took him back. But then the question rises, why didn't everybody else go back to Godhead? The whole village was there. The ghost went back to Godhead, but not the rest of the village. Yeah. So the people were saying, this isn't fair. The ghost went back to Godhead. We didn't go back to Godhead. We also, so he said, okay, let's do it again. And then they had a second program. And this time the devotees listened very, very attentively. Mm. They had stronger faith in it. Dundubi listened very attentively, whereas they didn't. Mm-hmm. So that quality is very important. Submissive listening. And we say someone should have Shravan Adhikar, or the qualification to hear. Ramanujacharya speaks about that in his Gita Bhashya commentary. And he says there's three things which give one Shravanadikar, Pranipat, Pariprasana, and Seva. So we have to submit ourselves, we have to inquire submissively, and we have to render service, both to the message and to the speaker of the Gita, the Bhagavatam, and then we'll get a proper result. Otherwise, Narottam Das Thakur says, Sunile na Sunakana, it goes in one ear, and like the wind, it just goes out the other ear. And they didn't really hear it. So if we want to see what Maharaj is talking about here, then we have to have these three qualities of hearing, pranipat, pray, prashna, and seva. We have to submit ourselves to the speaker, inquire submissively, relevant questions, honest questions, and we have to render service. And then we may see.
Mm-hmm. And you mentioned that these people from villages, they when they saw that Dundubi came to Godhead, and they feel that, why we don't? And just at this, like, one more point, we just should feel that we really want.
Yes, yes. The two things happened. One was they got some inspiration that, we did something wrong. And the second one was that they got some faith. This actually works. Mm-hmm. This ghost just went back to Godhead. Oh my God, the ghost is better than I am. So that's what happened. And that's what happens in association with devotees. The third canto of the Bhagavatam, so it describes, Tam prasangam mama virya samvido. Satam prasangam mama virya samvido bhavanti ritkana rasayana kata tis josanat asa bhavargavarpani shraddha ratir bhaktir anukrama shuti. There's an anukrama, a sequence of events that happen when we hear Krishna kata properly. And the first thing is shraddha. We get faith. And Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur says that corresponds to Vaidhi Bhakti, Then next comes Shraddha Ratir Rati, some attraction. He says this represents Bhav Bhakti. Mm-hmm. Naturally, just by hearing Srimad Bhagavatam. Shraddha Ratir Bhaktir, and that word Bhakti there, he says, indicates Prem Bhakti. That hearing Srimad Bhagavatam from the proper source will take us from all three of these things. So the story of Dundubi and Gokarna is indicative of that also. Okay, yes, Harisham, Tarpade, yes, next.
What do you think? Did Guru Maharaj come on the retreat?
If someone asks that question, it means they're an atheist. Is there some place your Guru Maharaj is not at? Your Gurudev is everywhere. Gurudev is with us all the time. He's always watching us, and we should understand that. If we don't see that, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta says, we were saying the other day, I pray that I may see my Gurudev in every person, in every animal, in every plant, every tree, every rock, every river, every stone, every mountain. I pray that I may see Gurudev every year, every month, every week, every day, every hour, every second. And he said, if I don't see my Gurudev constantly in all things, then I'll fall prey to the bad desire to be Guru myself. There's Gurudev's not here, so I have to chastise you. So I have to instruct you. There's nobody present, so I have to do it. And this is a kind of atheistic view. It's a kind of attitude that Hiranyakashipu had. Hiranyakashipu asked his son Prahlad, where is your God? And Prahlad said, Father, he's everywhere. Hiranyakashipu didn't believe that. He said, is he in this column? Yes, Father, he's in the column. So then Hiranyakashipu picked up his sword and said, then I'll kill him. And he got a big surprise because he found out, actually, Lord Nisringadev indeed is there. Mm-hmm. So we should understand that Gurudev is present everywhere. And never, ever think that Gurudev is not present. We were speaking about this, that when my Guru Maharaj left this world, we went to one of Prabhupada's godbrothers, who Prabhupada was friends with. His name was Bhakti Pramod Puri Maharaj, very wonderful Vaishnava, who also liked my Guru Maharaj very much. And we went to ask him, Maharaj, what should we do? Our Gurudev left this world. And Maharaj gave very good advice. He said, don't ever think your Gurudev is gone. You should think that he's just in the bushes watching you. And in this retreat, some of the devotees, they commented, we felt Guru Maharaj's presence so strongly. I know for myself, sometimes I've experienced traveling with my Guru Maharaj as his personal servant. Sometimes he was sitting right next to me on the plane, and I felt like he was somewhere else, and I had no idea where he was. I'm like a million miles from him. And then other times, I'm on the other side of the planet, in Los Angeles or Seattle, Washington, and Guru Maharaj is in India, but I could swear he was right next to me. I just totally felt his presence. So it's not a question of physical proximity. We should understand that Gurudev is present everywhere. So it's not a good question. It's a bad question. If someone thinks like that, that's atheism.
Yeah, cool. We will write it in article exactly okay. Like this. And first question, it's no need to ask it, but I will read it at all. And devotees ask, what's the most important? It's like separation or union with spiritual master? But you already explained it. We should not be separate.
Well, I explained something of it.
Yeah.
But they're asking about a feeling. So Krishna left the gopis in Vrindavan. Why did he leave the gopis? Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur comments, he says that some people might have doubts. You say that the Brijbasis have greater love than anyone else. But if that's true, then why did Krishna leave them? It's not true. Krishna went to Dwarka and he spent so much more time. Their love in Dwarka must be better than the love in Vrindavan. Some people might say that.
Yeah.
But that's not true. We don't accept that. Why did he leave them then? Vishnath says, just like an expert goldsmith, he wants to prove, to show the purity of gold. So how do you show the purity of it? You heat it until it melts. And then when it melts, you can see if there's other metals mixed in with it. So he heated the hearts of the gopis and the brijbasis with what's called Vipralamba Agni, or the fire of separation. And by leaving them, then everyone could see, oh my God, the gopis became Unmadana. Rupa Goswami uses that term, which means transcendentally mad. And in that madness, everyone could see it, and they were doing Chitra Jalpa and all types of mad raving talks and things, talking to a tree, thinking that was Krishna, and so many things. From that separation, Krishna showed how great the gopis' love for him is. So, and our acharyas have described in Brihad Bhagavatamrita, it said that this separation is like fire and nectar combined together. It's intolerable. It's the greatest nectar, but it's the most intolerable thing in the world. And it's the greatest ecstasy. But at the same time, you can't go to the gopis and say, guess what? We have a special treat for you. We're going to take Krishna away so you can suffer separation and then you'll be closer to him. We don't do that. Rather, Narottam Das Thakur teaches us our mood, Radha Krishna Pranamur Yugala Kishore Jivane Marani Gati Nahi Mora Ar, Nahi Aramor, that our business is to bring Radha and Krishna together. So then how do we understand these two different things? The gopis are experiencing more ecstasy and separation, but they don't want that separation. We don't offer that separation. Krishna is doing that to prove the ecstasy of their love. So in a similar way, a sincere devotee, you can't say, Prabhuji, you're going to come closer to Gurudev if you never see him again. If you stay away from him, you'll come closer. You'll be in more ecstasy. Only someone who's a fool would agree with that. Someone who actually has no love for Gurudev. The gopis, sometimes we give the example, some people say, well, we can associate with devotees on Facebook. And you can associate with Gurudev on Facebook. So, okay, after Akura takes Krishna away from Vrindavan, you do a test, go to the Braj gopis and tell them, it's okay, Krishna went to Mathura, but he's on Facebook. And you can meet with him on Facebook. Will the gopis accept that? No. Now, it's an interesting thing, and this has to do with Guru also. The gopis, they experienced Krishna more intensely in separation than they did in union. And this was Krishna's desire to show the glory of their love. And he sent Uddhava with a message to Vrindavan. And he told the gopis, Krishna wrote a letter, actually, which he sent with some of the very private cowherd boys. And he sent letters to different gopis and different persons in Braj. And one letter was there to Srimati Radharani. And the letter said, don't think it's a dream that you're meeting me and we're staying together in the bed. He said, my bed here in Mathura, it has the fragrance of your body. And the gopis are actually really meeting Krishna. It wasn't a spurti, just some imagination or something. It was actually real. But the gopis weren't happy with it. When Uddhava came, he said, you're the greatest of yogis, and Krishna has more love for you than anyone else, and therefore he's coming, and don't think it's just a dream, it's real. The gopis said, shut up. We don't care what you're saying. We don't want this kind of dream thing. We want Krishna. And why did they want Krishna? What's the problem? They're having this vision. If we had some vision of Gurudev, we might think, well, that's pretty good. I'm satisfied with that. Maybe I don't have to see Gurudev now. It costs a lot of money to go to Kazakhstan or whatever. I can just stay here and have this vision of Gurudev. There's a reason our acharyas are described. The gopis weren't satisfied with just a vision like that because they wanted to serve Krishna. And they could have easily walked. It's only a few hours walk to Mathura. They could have walked to Mathura. But the service in Mathura is not the same. Just like if you have a program in downtown Kiev and you have Krishna Katha sitting on the street and things. What's it going to be like? There's horns and people, drunkards and crazy people and all kinds of noise and things going on around you. It's very hard to concentrate. It's not a very sweet mood. You can do it there or you can do it here in Meglinovka. Mm-hmm. And here the atmosphere is so nice. So similarly, the gopikas, they could serve Krishna in Mathura. They could go to Mathura. But the service is not as satisfying to Krishna. Because the Udipana, the Dham of Vrindavan is so pleasing to Krishna, so saturated with pure love. The gopis, they want that. They want Krishna here. So that's why they're not satisfied when Krishna sends that message with Uddhava. Mm-hmm.
Could they not serve Krishna like the famous Brahmin who burnt his finger testing the heat of the sweet rice in their vision? If
that
vision was real?
Uddhava tried to tell that to the gopis.
No, he was saying meditate like the yogis. It's a different thing.
Yeah.
This is meditating on service.
But it's still meditating like the yogis are doing. And the gopis, in the 82nd chapter, the 10th canto, it went in the meeting in Kurukshetra with Krishna. It's an interesting thing. They only speak one verse. They haven't seen Krishna in so many years. And they only speak one verse? My gosh, if you don't see your husband for 2 weeks, right? You're only going to say one line or something? No, you're going to have so many things to say, isn't it? Right? That's natural. That's the nature of love. One commentary explains that they said so many things, but Shukadeva Goswami couldn't tolerate repeating it. It was too painful for him. But they spoke one verse, and it answers your question. Huh? And yeah, this is the same verse that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu recited in front of Jagannath in Puri during the Ratha Yatra. Ahushchate nalina nava padara vindam yogeshwarai vridivichinja magada bodai samsara kupa patitotaranava lambam geham jusham api manasyudhyatsadanaha. The gopis, it's a complicated verse. Jiva Goswami and Acharyas give up 3 or 4 translations for it. It's the gopis are speaking in kind of a crooked way. It's called parokshavad. Mm-hmm. They're saying one thing, but they mean something else. Mm-hmm. And we'll give a couple meanings for it. It's a very sweet verse. They're addressing Ahushchate Nalina Naba. Nalina Naba Padara Vinda. Padara Vinda is a name for Lord Narayan. Nalina Naba means that personality who has a lotus flower coming from his navel. Like Karnadakshay Vishnu. So they're praying to Krishna. They're offering prayers to Krishna. You're God. Now that's a very unusual thing because the gopis, they don't think of Krishna like that. That's the first line. And then they say, Yogeshwarai Hridivi Chinchamagada Bodhai, that your lotus feet, these lotus feet Padaravindam, they're meditated on by the greatest of yogis and those persons who are the greatest shastris, the greatest philosophers and that. Saṃsāra kūpa patitotaranāva lambam. Persons who are sunk in this material well of family life. Geham. Jusam api manasyu diyat sadhanaha. So we pray because we're just stuck in family life. So our dear Lord, dear God, please let us see your lotus feet in the same way. Now this is parokshavad. It has a double meaning. Maharaji, just like if your husband, it's your wedding anniversary, you're married? No?
Who you ask?
I don't know.
Why are you asking?
Yeah. Rajavai? No. Yeah, you.
You wouldn't ask me.
You're not married. Okay, I'm sorry. I got something.
Yamanishri.
Yamanishri, you're married.
Yeah.
Okay, so we'll use an example. So your husband's not here right now, though. Okay, anyway, it's good. So if your husband, it's your wedding anniversary, and you're very romantic, you're very happy, 20 years we've been married, and so you spend 1 week collecting food, and you cook a big feast for him, candles and some nice incense and music and everything very, very nice. And then he comes home And just before the program, you started the program, and he says, "Sweetheart, some of the boys, they want to go swimming with me and play on the boat in the river today. Is it okay?" And you say, "How to show? Go right ahead.
I'm not sure."
Go right ahead. Now, you may say, and men are simple, they hear you say, "She said okay. She said go ahead." But women, they mean something else. This is parokshavad. You're saying, "Yes, go ahead," but really what you mean is you're a jerk. Uh-huh. And if you do that, I'm not going to be here when you come home. I'm going to my father's house. That's really what it means. So the gopis are speaking in parokshavad. They're saying one thing, but they mean another thing. On one hand, they're saying, "Ahushchate nalina nava padada vindam, oh, Bhagavan, your God." And that. But there's another meaning. They're saying, "Oh, Krishna, now you've become a big man. You've gone to the big city, and now you're God. And everybody's offering prayers to you. Do you still remember Vrindavan? Do you still remember your mother and your father? And we know you've been sending that fellow, that Uddhava fellow, with all these messages, we should do yoga. Yogeshwaravichinchamagadabodh. We can't do yoga. Because to do yoga means you have to have a peaceful mind. And our mind is never peaceful. Our mind is completely agitated. We can't stop thinking about you. So we can't do yoga like that. The gopis can't do that kind of meditation, which is, in one sense, is a kind of impersonal. It's personal. He's thinking about the Lord. But where is the sambandha in that? What is his connection with the Lord in there? The gopis, they have a connection. And for them, they're not satisfied with that. Mother Yashoda, after Krishna leaves, she's crying and crying. And Krishna writes a letter, which he sends back with some of the cowherd boys, and he says, "You tell Mother this, that on the first day she made sweet rice for me. And on the second day she made ladus. And on the third day she made these puris with sugar, white sugar and things. And you tell her she's not having an illusion. She's not having a dream. I'm actually coming and eating them personally." So this is the answer to this question. Again, it's a crazy question. Obviously, anyone with love wants to be with the person that they love. You can't offer them separation. The separation, in a transcendental sense, brings us closer together. But it brings us closer together because we don't want it. Because it makes us cry. It makes us hanker and hanker. And burns our heart. Okay?
Yes. We have limited time. Thank you so much.